This is Harry Smith in Tacloba. Friday morning, under a withering sun, the line to receive a meager ration of rice stretches for blocks.
How much will you get?
2 kilos of rice.
Is that enough to feed a family?
No.
But it's food they're here for. Anger in this heat would be a waste of energy. Yet when the food showed up, all hell broke loose. Crews still roam the neighborhoods, collecting and trying to identify bodies. But the workers are dutiful, respectful. Their work is nowhere near done. Still, here under the most cruel of circumstances, you see many people repeating the rituals of daily life. A woman bathes her child. A mother nurses her baby. Why would you wash clothes unless you knew you'd need them tomorrow? This is what hope looks like. Its supply, though, is not limitless. This afternoon, we went back to check on Mekon Santos.
You love this place.
Yes, I love this place.
We met Mekon last Monday. She and her extended family are still where we left them, alive, but not well.
Dead body.
Still.
Mekon and the 50 people she lives with have cleared space to sleep. And while they have received some aid, it's rarely enough.
God gave us second sleep to do things. I don't know. God gave us the courage to still live, to fight. I don't want to end my life like this. I don't want to die like this.
Mekon and her group are sick and tired. They tried joining the endless line at the airport and concluded it's no use. A week ago, she was praying to survive the typhoon. Now, her prayers have changed.
Lord, please, don't do this to us. Don't let us die like this.
Harry Smith, NBC News, Tacloba.